A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, walk in him, rooted in him and built upon him, and established in the faith as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one captivate you with an empty, seductive philosophy, according to the tradition of men, according to the elemental powers of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells the whole fullness of the deity bodily, and you share in this fullness in him, who is the head of every principality and power. In him you are also circumcised, with a circumcision not administered by hand, by stripping off the carnal body, with the circumcision of Christ. You are buried with him in baptism, in which you are also raised with him through faith in the power of God, who raised him from the dead. And even when you were dead in transgressions, in the uncircumcision of your flesh, he brought you to life along with him, having forgiven us all our transgressions, obliterating the bond against us with its legal claims, which was opposed to us. He also removed it from our midst, nailing it to the cross, despoiling the principalities and the powers. He made a public spectacle of them, leading them away in triumph by it. The word of the Lord. The Lord is compassionate toward all his works. The Lord is compassionate toward all his works. I will extol you, O God, my God and King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day will I bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. The Lord is compassionate toward all his works. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness. The Lord is good to all and compassionate toward all his works. The Lord is compassionate toward all his works. Let all your works give you thanks, O Lord, and let your faithful ones bless you. Let them discourse of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might. The Lord is compassionate toward all his works. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus departed to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. When day came, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, and his brother Andrew, James and John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called a zealot, and Judas, the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. And he came down with them and stood on a stretch of level ground. A great crowd of his disciples and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And even those who were tormented by unclean spirits were cured. Everyone in the crowd sought to touch him, because power came forth from him, and he healed them all. The Gospel of the Lord. And so again, we get to see what was happening with Jesus, his humanity, the God-man, how in the first reading it takes the fullness of deity. The fullness of the deity is in Jesus Christ. And so what happens when we encounter the fullness of this deity? They sought to touch him, because power came forth from him. And what did that power do? It didn't destroy them. It healed them. Again, as we've been talking about from Sunday, yesterday, the power of God in the person of Jesus brings us healing. And that means that today when we receive Jesus, we touch Jesus, we bring his power and we bring his healing to the world. And so again, when we go to this first reading, it says everything's about Jesus. Everything's about Jesus. And it says you are rooted him and you're built upon him and you're established in the faith you were taught. And so as the saints used to say, we're called to live Jesus in the world. Live Jesus in our daily personal life. Live Jesus and live Jesus to all the world. And part of the way we do that, as it says, is abounding in thanksgiving. Again, when we're thanking God, we stay focused on God. When we're complaining and we're talking about this is what I need, and that it would stay focused on us. If we live Jesus, we're always focused on Jesus, not ourselves. So today, let's live Jesus to the world. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.